10 of 11 samples of Ben & Jerry's ice cream were found to contain the weed killer glyphosate. Trade name, Roundup. And that leads us to ask you, will you buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream with glyphosate? Or will you boycott Ben & Jerry's until the glyphosate is gone?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with your host, Michael Olson. And now, get ready for 1 hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Welcome aboard. Hello out there. And thank you, Will Strickland. Folks, you are tuned into the 1,114th edition of the Food Chain, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Or, hey, perhaps you're among a friend over there in Ez, who are tuned in as we stream along on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio, with engineer Jason Struby on the boards. Jason.
It's my pleasure.
So now, about this Ben & Jerry's, are you going to be a consumer when it contains glyphosate, or are you going to wait till they get rid of the glyphosate?
When I see the words corn syrup on the back of that package, that's all I need to know. I'm not buying the product.
You're the man. Kelly Bear, what do you think?
Well, I am a huge fan of Chunky Monkey ice cream, which is a Ben & Jerry's flavor.
It is.
Knowing that 10 of 11 samples contain glyphosate, I will wait.
Only Cherries Garcia did not have it.
Oh.
So Chunky Monkey did contain it. Okay. Producer Sarah Bell Lynn.
Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Hello. Now, what about you? Are you going to be a buyer of glyphosate-ridden Ben & Jerry's, or are you going to boycott it and force them to do their dairy products a different way?
Oh, man, when you say it like that, glyphosate-ridden, that just sounds so appealing, you know? I don't know. How am I ever going to trust Ben & Jerry's again? I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting question. Maybe we should add that to the list of questions we have today. Folks, Ben & Jerry's was one of the first ice creameries to ban bovine growth hormone, and from that statement of principle went on to become famous for making political correctness central to its ice cream ethos. Imagine the surprise then when the Organic Consumers Association tested Ben & Jerry's ice cream for glyphosate and found the weed killer to be in 10 of 11 samples. Only Cherries Garcia was free of glyphosate. So, that glyphosate has become ubiquitous in Ben & Jerry's ice cream raises questions we would like you to answer. Yes, you. You are the expert on this edition of the Food Chain Radio program. So grab your phone, call 831-479-1080 and give us your answer to one or all of the following three questions. Question number one. Oh, yeah. Phone number is 831-479-1080. Easy to do. Question number one, is glyphosate safe to eat? Now, there are those who manufacture glyphosate, including the Monsanto Corporation, numerous academics, and the federal government say yes, glyphosate is safe to eat. In fact, the federal government doubled the amount of allowed in farm-grown food from 20 parts per million to 40 parts per million, so they must think it's okay. Consumer groups like the Organic Consumers Association, numerous academics, and the World Health Organization say, no, glyphosate is not safe to eat. In fact, the World Health Organization has labeled glyphosate a probable cause of cancer in humans. That so much of our food now contains glyphosate, honey, Cheerios, you name it, it's in it. And that the weed killer has been found in 97% of human blood in a sample testing by the University of San Francisco leads us to ask you, whose science do you believe? Those who say glyphosate is safe to eat or those who say glyphosate is not safe to eat? 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080. Okay, question number two. Is Ben & Jerry's ice cream natural? That's an interesting term, is it not? Few food companies have done more to promote the correct way of being a good corporate citizen than the ice creamery started by Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield in a Vermont deserted gas station, I guess it was. Ben & Jerry's, which is now owned by the Unilever Corporation, calls its ice cream natural. When you think natural, right, think docile Jersey cows grazing peacefully on the hot, lush green grass of Vermont pastures. Then dig into a pint of Cherry Garcia and think well of yourself for being such a good hunter-gatherer. But wait, the reality is that the cows are being fed corn, genetically engineered to withstand being drenched in the weed killer glyphosate and to contain the insect killing bacteria BT, both of which flow from the cow's food into the cow's milk, and then into Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and then into our bodies. The Organic Consumers Association says Ben & Jerry's ice cream can't be natural because the cows are being fed corn that is not natural at all. That so many of our commercial foods are now manufactured from crops that have been genetically re-engineered leads us to ask you. Are foods like Ben & Jerry's ice cream that have been manufactured from genetically engineered crops natural? Or is all the naturalness being fed us just greenwashing to make us feel better? What do you think? 831-479-1080 is the phone number. 831-479-1080. Question number three. Will you buy the Ben & Jerry's ice cream with glyphosate? Or will you boycott Ben & Jerry's until the glyphosate is gone? There's a real interesting dynamic being played out here. Let's see if I can shape it up here for you. The Organic Consumers Association is telling the Unilever Corporation it's time to make Ben & Jerry's the environmentally correct company they pretend it to be. That means Unilever would have to transition its Ben & Jerry's unit to regenerative organic farming. Think docile Jersey cows grazing peacefully on the lush green grass of Vermont pastures. Got that? Now, failing that transition to regenerative organic agriculture, the Organic Consumers Association is threatening to front an all-out boycott of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. And so we ask you, will you buy the Ben & Jerry's ice cream with glyphosate, or will you boycott Ben & Jerry's until the glyphosate is gone? Will you be among those who force Ben & Jerry's into regenerative organic agriculture instead of industrial genetically engineered agriculture? Will you use your money to make that change? So we have a lot to talk about today, and you are invited to pick up your phone and join us. We have a lot of interesting questions. They are as follows. I'll read through them one more time for you so you know what we're going to have. Whose science do you believe? Those who say glyphosate is safe to eat, or those who say glyphosate is not safe to eat? 831-479-1080. Are foods like Ben & Jerry's ice cream that have been manufactured from genetically engineered crops natural? Or is it all the naturalness just greenwashing to make us feel better? 831-479-1080. Will you buy the Ben & Jerry's ice cream with glyphosate? Or will you boycott Ben & Jerry's until the glyphosate is gone? 831-479-1080. We have a couple minutes before the break, so let's kick it off right now with Melinda. Melinda, welcome to the Food Chain Radio Program.
Hi, neighbor.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, I try to ban all of the chemicals I can. I was appalled to learn that, you know, that's in the Ben & Jerry's, which I thought was a reputable brand. And I banned...
Why did you think Ben & Jerry's was reputable? What did Ben & Jerry's do to make you think that they were reputable?
That I don't know. You know what? Going back to that, I really don't know. But I banned Tillamook ice cream because they put high fructose corn syrup in there. I said, okay, I don't want that. And then I look at the label for the three twins, and I say, yeah, that looks like, you know, we never know what's in the products because a lot of it isn't reportable even. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like a certain percentage they can get by with, et cetera. So maybe the idea is just don't eat ice cream at all at this point, which probably isn't good for your health.
Well, you know, there's one ice cream that you can eat that will not have glyphosate in it, and it's those ice creams that are labeled organic. If it's labeled organic, that means the cows were fed grains and grasses that do not contain those ingredients.
Okay, going to the organic label is suspect as well. USDA doesn't really mean a lot. Oregon TILF is a better certifier, but the USDA, I'm sure you've read the book Organics and mm-hmm. about how fraudulent the organic labeling can be.
Can you hold that? We're going to have to take a quick break, Melinda, but I'd like to pick you up when we come back. 831-479-1080. This is the Food Chain Radio program. Today we're talking about all kinds of things relating to the glyphosate found in Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Would you buy it and eat it? Or will you boycott it and force them to change their wicked, wicked ways? Right back.
You can dream it, build it, own it, Metro farm it. You can sow it, feed it, grow it. Metro farm it. Ah, you can harvest it and dry it. You can sell it. Metro farm it.
Learn how to dream it, build it, sow it, seed it, grow it, harvest it, sell it. Metro farm it. Yes, you can do it. Dream it, build it, earn it, own it. Metro farm it.
Oh, learn it, do it, earn it. Metro farm it. Dream it, build it, own it. It's easy, you can do it. Metro farm it.
It's all in Metro Farm, the guide to growing for the city. Get your copy today at metrofarm.com.
It's easy, you can do it. Metro farm it. And now, back to What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Well, what's eating what for Melinda seems to be this notion of organic not being what we thought it might be. Is that right, Melinda?
Indeed. And, yeah, when you're talking about greenwash, there's a lot of that. And I think the best way to get organic, well, you can't do it with your ice cream, is to get it directly from the grower. I would trust their word over any organic certifier that's out there, because there's too much room for profit to be made.
Yes. You know, I have a friend who's kind of the gadfly of organics, and he suggested the whole notion that what we should do is not certify, but test. And so instead of having, you know, a whole world of bureaucrats certifying something, we should just have a few labs doing random tests. What do you think of that notion?
Well, back to the certifying, I was watching some video on a winery, and they went out to certify this as a organic vineyard. They looked at their books. They did not test the soil. They did not test the grapes, and they based it on the grower's record keeping. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. You know? And so, again, who's going to do the testing and who's going to make sure that the testing...
Yeah. Well, we'll hire some certifiers to make sure the testers are testing right. How's that for an idea?
On. The best way to get organic produce is grow your own, but a lot of people don't have the time or inclination.
And or they can buy food with its farmer's face on it, right?
Well, I like to go and look at the farmer's face. And there's not to say that they're honest either, but... We do try to do the best we can to support organic, and I just read that Canada's doing GMO potatoes, okay? So, and there's Monsanto, and okay, so this glyphosate, as I understood it, that's the product they wanted to put on Scotch Broom at the watershed.
Glyphosate and Roundup are herbicides. What they do is they lay waste to weeds. Except for after a while the weeds catch on and they become smart and then they become super weeds and then we're back to where we started.
Well, it's like you never get rid of a Scotch Broom, but what the lady at the water department said was, it just dissipates into the air. And I go, okay. Yeah, so does so does, exhaust.
Maybe it does. You know, whose science do you believe, Melinda? Do you believe those who the scientists who say glyphosate is safe to eat, or do you believe the scientists that say glyphosate is not safe to eat?
I believe my own science, which says our body wasn't designed to ingest all these artificial chemicals, and no matter what they are, there's a whole proliferation of them and everything in the air and the water and the food. It doesn't belong in our body, okay?
Well, thank you very much for making that comment now. I don't know what belongs in our body, but I have my suspicions about glyphosate. Let's go quickly to Mark. Mark always has a good comment. Mark, welcome to the Food Chain Radio Program.
Yeah, you piqued my interest with this study, so I did some research on it. Oh, and by the way, you know, I consult on organic, and California DPR does marketplace testing at the retail store on products being sold there, and if non-organic materials are detected and it's organic listed, then I would hear back about it. But on this test, you keep up bringing up the concept of science. And so I read the results and the testing procedure. And the protocol science was not followed here. Because one thing, I cannot anywhere on the Internet find a peer review of this study. And science involves peer review. I mean, you just got to do one.
Are we talking about the test of the ice cream sent by the organic consumers to a test lab, and they tested
correct.
It? Okay.
And that was the single test. Mm-hmm. That was done. So within that test, you know, you have your limits of detection, your background, and other things. So that's why peer review studies are important in science. So mm-hmm. science was not done here. The other thing, you mentioned the harmful levels of glyphosate as per the USDA, and you were talking parts per million. The detection levels in the Ben & Jerry ice cream, like you said, Cherry Garcia, for some reason, had zero. The highest was Chunky Monkey, was 1.7 parts per billion.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them were less than one part per billion. Some of them were 25 one-hundredths parts per billion. Now, the concept of one part per billion, that would be 1 second in 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So parts per billion is a pretty hard concept to grasp. So, yes, maybe this 25 hundredths of a part per billion was detected. Was the research equipment capable of finding that, or is it a false positive or other things? So again, I discount this as science. I don't buy Ben & Jerry's. I buy local. I support the local ice cream, and I always will. And But my big issue is for the media to run with a single test with negligible results and then try to make a story out of it. And I just don't see it here.
Okay, may I answer your objections? I have a couple thoughts. One,
sure.
if they test something for a chemical, I mean, it's not like they're doing a scientific study on something. It's just like they're testing something for a content. It would seem like it's either there or it isn't there.
I don't know.
If you send something to a soil test lab to see how much nitrogen is in the soil, you don't have it peer reviewed. I mean, there is the nitrogen's either there or it's not. It seems like a pretty straightforward analysis. And the other thing with respect to parts per billion or parts per million, it was pointed out to me the other day by Ronnie Cummins from the Organic Consumers Association that the studies that point out the dangers of glyphosate used glyphosate in parts per billion. They were using less than that found in Ben & Jerry's ice cream and were finding significant physical changes to the rats that they were being feeding. So he suggested that the parts per billion is too high in parts per billion. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no way of knowing because I don't know whose science to believe. Whose science should I believe, Mark?
Well, again, I read the rat study, And the rats, one...
Cerulini, right? The Cerulini study. Yeah.
Correct. They did not list the age of the rats, the species of the rats, and other issues. So, again, that's why you want peer review. And like what I do here locally, I'll send a sample into UC Extension. I've got some disease pressure on Hedler. And I'll get three individuals looking at it. And so I get three opinions on what might be affecting my crop. And to me, that is a pretty simplistic peer review, but it's better than just having one guy throwing out his opinion. Mm-hmm. And so to me, my problem with all this, again, there was the one study. The protocol, the parameters weren't set as far as limits to detection on the equipment and such. False positives coming into play, and then no peer review of that one study. So to me, it's not science. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, fair enough. What do you think of Monsanto scientists?
Monsanto scientists, as far as what end? I mean,
well, here I have in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. I have a piece about how the title is "Monsanto Marshals Scientists in Herbicide Suit." So, some people in California are suing Monsanto for getting cancer or something like that, and Monsanto had to release a bunch of papers, and in one of these papers or communications, a scientist that Monsanto hired to write a paper on the safety of glyphosate said that I will write the paper, but only after you write it first, and I'll sign it. So I want a well-fleshed-out paper that I will make a few changes to, and then I'll sign it, and you give me the money.
Well, you know, if they're going to sue Monsanto, they better hurry because Bayer Chemical just bought Monsanto.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, like the European Union scientists listing glyphosate as a possible carcinogen. On the same level...
You want to pick that up? We have to take a quick break. But that's a great subject to pick up. Please do stay tuned, and I'll pick up Mark when we get back. European Union.
Let's go back for more of What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
We are back for more, and Mark has this really interesting observation about the European Union, which did something that really shook up the Monsanto Corporation and caused it to become quite a warrior. Mark, what did the European Union do?
Well, World Health Organization listed glyphosate as a probable or possible carcinogen. But on the same level, on that possibility is listed by the World Health Organization is sunlight. So
which is true, right?
Yeah, it's very true. So you go out into the sunlight, you have a possibility of getting cancer. So again, is it you know, it's sort of a broad terminology to throw out. And but again, if you're going to sue Monsanto, hurry up because Bayer Chemical bought them, so they will be no more.
There we go. Well, let me ask you the final question in my series of three, since you're so good at answering questions, and that is this whole notion of greenwashing Ben and Jerry's to make it seem to be something that it really isn't, or is it?
Well, it's like GMO-free Cheerios. There are no GMO oats, so sure, they are. So it's natural, pretty broad spectrum, broad term. You know, you have freedom of choice. Buy what you feel comfortable with and enjoy it. And buy local. I'm a local grower. Buy local.
Amen to that. Now, how do you buy? Do you read the labels? I mean, it's not everything is on the label.
Again, I buy local. I belong to a CFA. I do as much possible local as I can.
Thank you very much.
Keep it that way.
Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, well, there you go, folks. What about you? Questions for the day. You're the guest, by the way. I want you to pick up your phone and dial 831-479-1080. Have some real simple questions to you. All started with Ben & Jerry's. The Organic Consumers Association looked at Ben & Jerry's. Actually, they've been looking at Ben & Jerry's for a long time. Kind of pissed at the notion that they were the first company to not allow bovine growth hormone in their ice cream. I mean, and it kind of became a hero for that reason. And they used that to ride their to their fortunes. They said, you know, this is the most ethical ice cream around. We have no bovine growth hormone in it, so you can be assured that this is the good stuff. But then, you know, they were purchased by the Unilever Corporation, and even before that, they were using grains for their cattle that allowed for the maximum amount of profit. And as a consequence, the ice cream became laden to a certain measurable extent with glyphosate. European Union says glyphosate is a probable cause of cancer, I think is what the wording is. A probable, not a possible, but it might be wrong. And so here we are with this ice cream, but it's not just ice cream. Glyphosate is found in just about everything. And as a matter of fact, it's in just about every one of us to a certain extent. The federal government says it's okay to have this in our bodies, but we're not so certain. So we ask these questions of you, because you're the expert. Whose science do you believe? Those who say glyphosate is safe to eat, or those who say glyphosate is not safe to eat? Monsanto has a whole army of experts that say it's safe to eat. On the other side, there are consumer organizations and rogue biologists and plant pathologists who say, no, it's not safe to eat. They do studies that show gross mutations in rats fed glyphosate-laden grains. Monsanto scientists say that's nonsense. It's a bad study because they used different rats or something like that. Is there an objective? Can this science be objective? Sarah Bell?
That's a tough one, Michael, but I'm going to have to say that nothing can ever be truly 100% objective or unbiased.
Why?
Well,
I mean, this is something that would seem to be very important, what we're putting in our bodies.
Of course.
Not only for our own sake, but for the sake of society and the costs of medicines and this and that. I mean, this is hugely significant that we find out which of these two sciences is right or are both wrong.
I'm going to have to go with the science that just points to glyphosate being unhealthy for me. Why would they lie? There's no reason for them to lie. And then for Ben and Jerry's or Monsanto to hire scientists to discount that first research, that first bundle of research, that just actually points to suspicion to me.
Kelly?
Well, there's this thing called the precautionary principle, where if there's some thing that makes you think that possibly something could go wrong or something is not good for you, like glyphosate, then you would exercise the precautionary principle and just avoid it or something, you know, take precaution.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow that. So.
Isn't that what mothers teach their young?
I guess so.
Stay away
instincts,
from that.
Instincts.
Jason.
I think at this point the burden of proof is on Monsanto themselves to prove
why
that.
Why is that?
I think at this point it's been pretty clear that the chemical is dangerous. And if
their scientists say it's not dangerous.
I think they need to prove otherwise. I think they need to prove it.
Prove a negative?
Prove a negative. They're going to have to find a way.
How would they go about doing that? How would they go about...
Well, maybe one of their board members can volunteer as a test subject, and we can just start loading him up and see how it affects
him. That's mean.
Yeah, like supersize me, but just eat glyphosate stuff for a month.
Maybe they should come out with a Ben & Jerry's flavor just called glyphosate flavor.
There you go. That would be a big seller. But wait a minute. That leads us to this whole notion of greenwashing. And so let's turn to that while we're at it. Ben & Jerry's did a great job of positioning itself as the environmentally friendly ice cream company. And organic consumers looks at them and says, you're cheating. You're not really being environmentally friendly. You're cheating on the environmentally correct way of doing things by taking a little bit of green and washing it all over your product. And so do we buy natural? Do we buy the fact that Ben & Jerry's is natural? Sarah?
I mean, I don't think anything is 100% natural unless you do buy it local.
Either it is natural or everything, either nothing is natural or everything is natural. Right? Because everything is here in nature. Even genetically engineered corn fed to cows that are fed to people in the form of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. So what do you think out there? Got some questions for you. Whose science do you believe? Theirs, where that says glyphosate is safe, or others who say it is not? 831-479-1080. Is Ben & Jerry's ice cream natural? 831-479-1080. And are you going to buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream with glyphosate, or are you going to boycott? 479-1080.
And now, more of What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
We are back, and you are with us. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. I am Michael Olson. You are the guest today. We have questions for you, and we look to you to provide answers for us. The questions are very simple and relate to the glyphosate found in Ben & Jerry's ice cream, but really it's been found in just about everything, including us. Whose science do you believe? Those who say glyphosate is safe to eat, or those who say glyphosate is not safe to eat? 831-479-1080. You know, Mark brought up an interesting thing with respect to Cheerios. Why on earth would glyphosate be found in Cheerios when oats are not genetically modified to withstand herbicides like corn and soybeans? So why on earth would glyphosate be found in the Cheerios? Well, I think I have an answer, and I think it's because glyphosate is used at the very end of the growing season to rapidly ripen all of the seeds at the same time, and then to desiccate all of the foliage, making it the oats much easier to harvest, and the and so you get all the entire crop ripe at the same time, and you get rid of all of the foliage, so it's really easy to harvest. I think that's how glyphosate gets into oats and probably wheat and a bunch of other things. We do have a caller, 831-479-1080. We are going to go and talk to Pure Heart.
Hello, Michael.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm with Jason. Anything with high fructose corn syrup, I try to avoid.
Why is that? For the benefit of those who don't know.
It's because it's associated with the weight gain and diabetes, and your body doesn't really recognize it as sugar and kind of responds to it differently. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's it has a different glycemic index, as it were?
Ooh, maybe.
So your body just doesn't know how to cope with it as does sugar. I understand it's just sugar.
Correct. And it's also just metabolized only in the liver instead of the other cells, so it leads to fatty livers and things like that in excess. But anyway.
And there's the other thing about it, which is it comes from genetically modified corn.
Oh, dear. I was just made the other caller mention that Canada's working on GMO potatoes. I thought those are still safe, so I was sad to hear that. But
well, I suspect that genetically modified everything is going to be in our future, don't you?
I hope not. Not if I have a choice, but I think to feed the masses, they may say it's necessary. But one of your callers talked about how it's hard to get your mind wrapped around a part per billion and what that is. And those numbers are pretty hard. So it's doing some napkin math here, and everyone knows Avogadro's number from high school. So if you have a little over 8 ounces of water in a glass, you've got end up with 10 to the 25th of molecules of water in there. You divide that by a billion, take away 9 zeros, and you have 10 to the 16th molecules of whatever that one part per billion is. So if you drank, I think that was glyphosate, Roundup, you'd have a million times 10,000 molecules of Roundup in that cup of water. So that's a lot of molecules, even with just a cup. So it is a hard concept.
There you go. And yet, some say that no amount of glyphosate is safe. And there are scientists among them. Some very good scientists. Professor Don Huber, who is the professor of emeritus at Purdue University, being one. And there are a bunch of them doing peer-reviewed experiments on the impact of glyphosate. And they say, this is not safe. But wait a minute. Other scientists say it is safe.
Well, our good friend Paracelsus says nothing is safe. The dosage alone determines toxicity. Even water can kill you. But you're right. There's genetic differences in people's resistance to it. If you look at glyphosate, it's just adjacent phosphate groups on a ethylene. So it would look to be normally easily metabolizable, but I guess it's not. It's kind of strange. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah, you also brought up the point that taking something to the lab to analyze it is not science. It's just having it analyzed.
You're correct. Yeah, it's just an analysis.
You're correct. You don't peer review your water analysis. It's just that's what's the answers.
Yeah. So
I was glad to hear you mention what the levels found were, like the part per billion range. They always say it's there, but never how much. And that's about all I've got to say. Good show, as usual.
Thank you for tuning in, Pure Heart. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
One quick question.
Me?
Yeah. Will you buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream with the glyphosate, or will you boycott it until they get rid of the glyphosate?
It's out of my price range anyway, so now that I know, I probably would boycott it anyway. I'd go for whatever I can find at Trader Joe's, cheap enough. But, yeah.
Well, you know, with respect to that, Michael Olson's third law of the food chain, cheap food isn't. Do you think that's a crazy notion?
No, you're correct. But then again, you buy, it's good to buy locally, but if you buy less with those dollars, is sometimes you need to make those dollars stretch.
Yeah.
If you were a rich KSO employee, it'd be a different story, but
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I'm thinking the best thing to do is eat less of better food. Correct. If I could get away with it.
Correct.
I mean, sometimes I get ambushed by ice cream that probably has glyphosate in it.
Well, hopefully not. Who knows what from coming out of car exhaust, you know, and so it's dosage is everything, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much for the phone call.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to ask where we go from here. It seems to me like glyphosate is going to be just in about everything. And so what do we do? Are we going to buy everything and just live with the fact that this is our fate, our future, is to eat this stuff and rely on somebody that says it's okay? Or are we going to take our money and change the world by forcing them to grow the way we want them to grow? Right back.
Here's a little secret I'm telling you. Take a little pledge called the 2x2. Spend $2 on local food each day and get two friends to do the same and play. Oh, they'll spend their money, and when they're through, they'll get two friends and do it too.
We can eat our way to economic security and personal freedom. It won't cost an extra dime, and it will be so easy, it will make you blush. All it takes is two numbers. One is two, the other is 2-2. Join us. Take the 2x2 pledge.
There's a little secret I shared with you, a simple pledge called the 2x2. You can do it. It don't cost much. It's so easy, it'll make you blush. Pledge two local bucks each day. Get two others to pledge and play.
Take your 2x2 pledge at MetroFarm.com.
2x2. So much to say, so little time to say it. On the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Well, the good folks at the Organic Consumers Association took 11 samples of Ben & Jerry's ice cream and sent them to a lab and said, would you please test these for glyphosate? And the lab did. And lo and behold, 10 of the 11 samples of ice cream came back testing positive for glyphosate. Of course, less glyphosate than the maximum allowed by the federal government, but glyphosate anyway. Now, organic consumers looked at that and said, okay, we're going to use this and we're going to put up a fight to force Ben and Jerry's, the greenest of green ice cream companies on Earth, to actually be the green company that they pretend to be. Of course, Ben and Jerry's is now owned by the Unilever Corporation, a great big huge giant of an organization, and Ben and Jerry's is the huge money maker for them, because people buy Ben and Jerry's and think they're doing well, and think they're being smart, and thinking they're being good hunter-gatherers for getting the good ice cream and paying the premium price. But Organic Consumers Association says, not getting what you're paid for. So let's force Ben and Jerry's to be the green company that they pretend to be. Let's force them to feed their cattle grass instead of genetically modified corn. And how do we do that? Of course, with our money. We take our money and we spend it where it will make the biggest difference. If we buy Ben and Jerry's glyphosate ice cream, Ben and Jerry's will keep making glyphosate ice cream. But if we take that money and spend it on somebody who's making maybe organic ice cream, then maybe that's what Ben and Jerry's will look and go, we better do something. We better take those cows up in Vermont and put them back on the grass. Can we do that? Ice cream probably get a little more expensive. But, you know, Ben and Jerry's is very expensive ice cream to begin with. And are you really getting what you want to get in Ben and Jerry's? Because it says natural on the carton. So what are we going to do? Let's ask our producers. Sarah Bell, let's start with you. What do we do? How do we control our future? Or do we just give in to it?
I wouldn't just give in to it, because this is our bodies. Our bodies are like temples. I think perhaps it just comes down to my values and my vigilance, and the two have to go together. You know, I can do what I can to avoid eating what science labels as unhealthy.
Which
look
science?
Into the science that is already out there that's, you know, the first scientists who have claimed that glyphosate is unhealthy. I'm going to just listen to them, because what do they have to lie about? I mean, listening to scientists who say that glyphosate is healthy for you is like listening to people say it's healthy. Trust me.
Kelly?
I think it's really important to vote with your dollar. So, you know, if you don't want glyphosate in the food that you eat, then you have to buy food that doesn't have it in it, even if it's more expensive.
Does it feel good to have the notion that you can actually control your future by how you spend your money?
I don't know. Who cares about control? I just want to be healthy.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been the Food Chain Radio Program. What do you think? Are you going to buy the glyphosate in Ben and Jerry's ice cream, or are you going to boycott? Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with Michael Olson. And if your friends missed the show, tell them to log on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com for a listen. Now, go out and find some food with its farmer's face on it and live.